A local family business took to Instagram to share a letter they received from the language watchdog last month. The OQLF told La Maison Villeray that they were the subject of a complaint. The reason? Too many TikToks in English. CKUT spoke to Charbel Hanan, who took over the business from his father, who he says ran it for over 40 years. Take a listen.
How did you feel when you got this letter? What's your first response?
But honestly, we thought that it was a joke. We thought that it was a prank, not a real letter. We were really shocked and sad about it. So we couldn't believe that the government body would take the time to respond to, a complaint about TikTok videos, especially that TikTok app is an American app, not a Quebec app.
Yeah, you said you couldn't believe it. You're shocked, but you also said you're sad. What made you sad about it?
Yeah, well, honestly with you, it was kind of really just disappointing because Montreal is, let's not forget that Montreal is a diverse and bilingual city. Social media platforms like TikTok are global platforms. They're not owned by the Quebec government, so we respect French. We live and work in Quebec. We are born in Quebec. But we also believe that we should have the freedom to create content in the language that we choose to, especially on a personal social media account. The idea that someone could file a complaint over TikTok videos felt like it was a little bit more like excessive to us. I mean, I think there's bigger problems in Quebec right now that they should be fixing than coming after us.
And I know you shared the letter on Instagram. What have you heard since then?
We didn't really got a response from them, but I think they heard a lot of about us after this went pretty much viral, reaching over 6 million of Canadians. When we tried to reach them out, they were really unreachable. We tried to contact them over 6 times through the phone. They've been just dispatching us to another agent. And from an agent to another agent, and they were just really not reachable.
You know, what's your message after all this?
If I have a message after all this, is that we should always stay strong and don't believe that there is nobody that's going to support us after all. Always don't be afraid to speak the truth because some people are scared to show to the world their papers received by the government. And sometimes it's actually a good thing to show to the world where you come from, where you live, and what is going on with you.
CQUT reached out to the OQLF for comment to see what kind of fines a business can expect in this situation. They didn't give an answer to that, saying that they focus on a, quote, support approach, asking companies to find solutions and implement them. In 93.8% of cases, issues are resolved in collaboration with the company and the necessary corrections are made. They also said that under the Charter of the French Language, social media posts count under commercial publication that must be accessible in French alongside any other language that a business chooses. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.